It's all fun and games until someone has an innocent question. It's 99.7 DJX. I happen to be behind a tanker truck on the highway with my daughter, and it was one of those gas tanker trucks, but it said coffee emblazoned all over it, wrapped in coffee, coffee this, coffee that. And I'm like, hey, what is it? Like, you think there's brewed coffee in there or like beans? And my daughter didn't know, so she looked it up, and it turns out it's actually just gas, and it's a promotion for their coffee.
To get the coffee at the gas station. Yes, Kelby says, hey, Kelby here. So, Ben, what exactly would be the job of the tanker, the driver? Would they drive around to different gas stations and fill up the coffee makers? I'm just curious. Yeah, you know, somebody has to, right? But how do they keep it fresh?
Listen, maybe it's an airtight tanker truck.
Yes,
obviously,
maybe there's a
airtight tanker truck.
He says, okay, I'm with you. And when they hook up the hose to unload it into the underground tanks, maybe that's just their backup coffee?
Listen, I didn't ask and think about how they transfer the coffee or what they do with it on the other end.
You weren't bogged down by logistics at that point in your thought process. And then Lauren sends a little gif of Jessica Simpson.
Stop
is this it. Chicken what I have or is this fish?
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish?
Yeah.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
The sea. This is your chicken by the sea moment. This is it. This is so precious. Mm. It's precious.
That's great.
I'm just glad that we could all come along with you on the discovery process.
That's what we do. See, you know what? Sometimes
you don't need the internet. You need the text line.
No, sometimes I just need to ask the questions that people have been asking and are too afraid to admit that they have those same questions.
You're right.
I just bring it to the forefront. So
you're
we can all just be together.
Spokesperson. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mike
Bellick.
By
the way, the tattooed Mexican was one of the first to roll in with the answers. He says, I'm a Mexican, not a Mexicant. I'm available from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Just ask me anything.
Right. Right. No.
That's great. What a resource.
We do. We trust. We trust. Mike Bella, who says, do mannequins get promoted?
Oh, wow.
Does that one start at the clearance rack and eventually work their way up to the front window? Like, how's that work?
Really valid question.
Like, I always wondered about the sushi chefs. Like, is there a hierarchy of sushi chefs? Like, the sushi chefs that stock the gas stations with sushi. Are they just starting out? Are they in their internship? Like, their residency for sushi? And then they get to graduate to, like, the Hikkoumans and, like, the others, the Sushi Blues and those?
Wow. Heather says, who decides how crunchy a pickle is allowed to be? And why is there no rating system? Because some of them are lying to me. Oh, wow. Yeah, some of them are more, like, chewier, I guess.
Listen, less Mallory says, Ben,
crunchy.
No one's been asking any of that. LOL.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, maybe, Mallory, we're not all on the educational level that you are. Or maybe we just have a curious sense about us,
Adam,
and about the world.
Wondered, do dogs and cats just think the outside is a different room in the house?
Adam, I've said that for years. I've said that for years. I'm like, wow, what, look at this room. I want to go to this room right here.
It's a really big room. And do you think that's what Fred was thinking when he ran away for a couple of months and was hanging out in the sewer system? It was just a different room of the house.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want to go back to that room.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that for years.
Yes.
It's like, hey, open this door. I want to go to this room and see what this room's all about.
Yes. Well, and I think Mandy's raising a point I think we've all maybe thought about. When Thornton's asked if I want to round up for charity, does the cashier judge me if I hit no? Because it feels personal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is weird.
Well, really, anywhere that is doing the whole rounding up for charity.
Round up for charity.
Stores, lots of stores do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, just some questions. Just some questions we have. We don't have to be afraid and all that stuff.
Right. Sometimes, like, the simplest but biggest questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big concepts to grasp.
Yeah, like, thanks, Mallory. Do you ever wonder if you dip chicken breasts in egg yolk, if the chickens were related, like mother and kid or siblings? See, we
wow.
didn't. But Mallory, I'm not going to shame you for asking that question.
Wow!
Because that's a legit question. You never know.
We don't need to contemplate that. I feel like that's going to complicate our meals.
All right. Anyways, thanks for maybe we'll take some more of these odd questions that you've had floating around in your head at 502-795-1997.